Welcome. Today, we're discussing a fascinating look at using the Browser MCP server with Cursor.
Ooh, Browser MCP. Sounds intriguing. So what's the big deal with this setup?
Well, it lets you control a browser directly from Cursor, opening a whole new world of automation possibilities.
I'm all ears. How does one even begin to set this up?
It's surprisingly straightforward. First, grab the Chrome extension. Then, install the server itself, the config for which can be found in the documentation. A quick copy-paste into a new global MCP in Cursor, and you're practically good to go.
Wow, that does sound easy. And then?
Don't forget to connect the extension. Just hit connect, refresh, and boom, you're connected. Now you can issue commands like go to a specific URL right from within Cursor.
So, like browsing inside your coding environment, that's wild.
Exactly, and it's blazing fast. You can take snapshots, screenshots, extract info, even click elements on the page, all programmatically.
That's incredible for automated testing and documentation gathering.
Absolutely. The demo showed grabbing documentation from the Google Gemini site and Hacker News headlines in seconds. Just ask it to go to the URL, snap it, and save the content.
Hold on. This is basically automating web scraping, right?
Pretty much. Although, the presenter did run into some snags trying to test a locally hosted counter app.
Oh no! What happened?
Seems like there were some hiccups with clicking and interacting with the app. Cursor kept resetting it. They tried adding a text input field, but alas, no luck. Maybe a browser compatibility issue.
A bit of a setback. But the potential is clearly there.
Totally. They showed a video demonstrating successful automated testing, so it does work. Imagine automating UI testing with this. Game changer.
Speaking of games, imagine the possibilities for automating browser games.
Whoa, that's a cool idea. I hadn't even thought of that. But a word of caution. The presenter mentioned the extension uses analytics, so maybe avoid handling personal data during testing.
Good point. Safety first.
Definitely. Overall, this browser MCP integration with Cursor seems like a powerful tool for all sorts of automation tasks. And the presenter hinted at exploring OpenAI's Agent SDK with MCP tomorrow. So even more to look forward to.
Can't wait. Thanks for breaking it all down. Until next time.
Absolutely. Catch you later, folks. See you on the next episode.
Goodbye.